both white and black, as a rule, felt a little superior, I would say, of the people lived in country. In other words, oh, you old country hoodlum, or something like that, you know. No matter who you were, oh, come out of the woods. Or,
what did folks in the country call them city people?
Slickers, or different different things like that, you know. City dudes, town dudes.
And people that, when you were younger, that maybe lived way back by themselves somewhere and didn't get into town much, when they came in, they looked kind of conspicuous, you know? And their hair might be long or something like that, and they look a little funny, and folks would say, he's just a regular, he's an old
country hoodlum. Might call him that, I don't know what it is.
You know what a Hoosier was?
A what?
Country Hoosier, a Hoosier?
Well, I never particularly heard him called that. I've heard him talk about those old radio and around country Hoosiers, but I never did hear anything like that.
What about somebody who lived back in the woods somewhere, in the hills or something like
well,
that?
Well, I lived back in the woods all my life, more or less.
Yeah, but, you know,
and
somebody maybe who
hope I
wasn't as well off as yourself or was lazy and hadn't worked as hard as you had.
Well,
or maybe he was not, wasn't as filled with as much brotherly love and friendliness to his fellow man as you were.
Wasn't as well thought of, you know. In other words, I might be well thought of, and then not played up either, you know, so to speak. And on the other hand, I might be well thought of. I mean, not so well thought of, and still be better than what they give me to be, you know. So.
Okay, well, now somebody might come out of your house and, or they rang you on the phone and they couldn't get you. That meant you weren't what? They figured then that you weren't.
Weren't at home. We had a phone, but I was a grown man, fool. We ever had any telephone out in this part of the country?
Well, when somebody came to your house and they might say, "Are you going to be ready soon?" You might yell back, "I'll be with you in
a few minutes."
Just a minute.
Yeah, a few minutes.
Be with you
in a little bit or something like that, just the most anything that come across your mind, is if it's going and with you, you know.
Yeah. And you might want to go into town. Well, you might go into town and you saw somebody that you knew in town. You come back and tell your wife, you say,
Guess who I saw in town today?
Guess who I ran? Ran into in town today.
Run across.
Yeah. So run across.